Well, hi and good day, it's Mac, and this is Tuesday, I can't remember, the 7th, 8th of May, doesn't matter. This is a response to a boo I just caught up with. I know I'm well behind because of my recent holiday, and I find it harder and harder to catch up, so I'm cheating now, and I'm beginning to jump forward to more current boos, and at least to try and get involved there, because if I keep trying to catch up, I'm working behind. So I may be responding to somebody's boo that they did way back and I've almost forgotten about it. So this one is a response to Chrissy's recent one that is titled, I believe, Thinking Because. And Chris goes on at good length, very interesting stuff about origins of man, as it were, where we came from, what different people of faith believe, what people of non-faith but believers in the scientific version of things believe, and his thoughts on both sides of the fence, actually. But also he went into depth about the Big Bang and what was there before it, and this is a subject, and this is why I was desperate to get in here. This is a subject that has intrigued me and gave me many sleepless nights in the past, many years ago, when I got really involved in the science of the universe. And there is one big problem with that, Chris, and you covered it, but you didn't mention it, so I'll mention it. The human brain, and this has come from eminent scientists, the human brain is incapable of thinking four-dimensional. We can do one, two, and three, but we cannot do four. And the fourth dimension can be encompassed in one thing. And to lead this on to what my belief between the scientific and the faith side, just after I do this, the human brain can't encompass infinity. That is a hard fact. Nobody can encompass, no humans can encompass infinity. So if you think that you set off in a spaceship at a zillion miles per hour, so you warp through 1,000 times faster than the speed of light, if you like, through the universe, where would it end? And we can't do that because we cannot encompass an end. Because if you want to try and think of the whole universe as a giant glass sphere or ball, and somewhere way inside that, a minuscule dot that you would need the biggest microscope in the universe to even get near to spotting is us here on Earth. But no matter that, if we could set off and get to the end of the universe, what is the end? Because think of this glass globe. There has to be an end as far as we can think. So say we get to the end of the universe, right to the end, and there is some invisible barrier, this glass barrier. It's an invisible force field barrier, so our spaceship cannot penetrate it. We've come to the end of the universe, at least at that point in the sphere. What's beyond that? Because we have to believe there's something beyond that. We can't say it's not floating. Is it floating somewhere? If it's floating somewhere, this giant sphere, what's it floating in? Is there another space continuum beyond that? The human brain cannot encompass that fourth dimension. And so when Chris talks about the Big Bang Theory, when scientists talk about the Big Bang Theory and where did it come from? Well, there was this, you know, there was this sun or star somewhere right in the middle of the universe that was so dense in matter, it imploded, it blew out and created all the stars and planets within the universe, within the glass globe. Because if it doesn't, things would have to continue expanding. What are they continuing to expand into? We know the universe is expanding. What's it expanding into? within the glass globe, out with the glass globe. It's impossible. It's impossible for us to actually comprehend that. So we're not that bloody clever, are we? Okay, so that now leads me to the conflict, if you like. It can be a conflict between faith and science. And so Chris was stating that his belief is that God, as he knows God, created the planet we live on, created the life for us, created us, and possibly even created the universe. And the scientists, or those who believe in the scientific theory, not the faith side, believe that we originated from human beings, apes, from way back from an amoeba somewhere in a wee pond. And being a very pragmatic and practical person, I can take all that in and I can agree with it. Because I have a different take on things, and my take is both. I still can't and will never be able to comprehend how the universe came about, and I don't think anybody ever will. But no matter how it was created, where it came from, I just believe that this planet was formed as a fragment of a sun, and following the theories of the scientists, cooled down, developed specific chemicals and elements we know as air and water and sunshine, and things began to develop and grow, bacteria. And I do believe that we came through millions of years, developed into what we are just now as human beings, although we did it a long while ago, but you know what I'm trying to say. So that's my belief. Where does God come into that for me? Well, I firmly believe that God, as I'm talking about God to me, but there are many gods on this earth, and every faith believes in their own God as being the true God. It doesn't matter, does it? Because it all teaches the same basis. Everyone, although we never apply to it, we never comply with it, every faith on this earth has the same background. And it all boils down to one thing: to love your neighbour. And whatever term and language you want to use, that's what it comes down to in plain old English. Love your neighbour. And if you did that, we'd all be getting on great. And every faith has that same... It's a dogma, actually. And so, what my faith is, that somewhere along the line, when human beings were developing and were beginning to attack each other in various forms, that God came along to me, my God, and he came along. Now, I'm not going to guess what kind of being he is. I don't want to speculate on a being. But he came along and he realised that if he didn't try to sort us out and realise that these human creatures were self-destructing each other, or the universe, or the planet, we were the only creatures on Earth that were doing that. And we're still the only creatures on Earth today that still does that. No other creature on Earth does what we do. So I believe my God came along and appeared as a human being and tried to teach us through his living what we should live with one another. So that is my belief, and I believe that wholeheartedly. I can accept all the scientific fact about where we originated from, but I still believe that a God came along, in my case, my God, and tried to sort us all out and say, look, you can't go on like this. You have to sort yourself out. Otherwise, you will destroy this earth. You will destroy yourselves. And we will do it. We've had a bloody good attempt at it so far, haven't we? Now, that God could appear to me, in my case, as a Christian, as Jesus. He could have appeared to other people, other nations, as a no, I'm not sure it's Buddhist, what they call them. Islam, whatever. Can't remember all the titles, sorry. And appeared as different gods, or a different god to each of the nations, because of how they believed at the time. Now, a lot of nations believed, like Japanese, the sun worshippers, they would have to be approached by a god that at least knew their basic lifestyle, what they believed in, and then try to educate them from there, and did the same with us when he approached, Christ came here and basically approached not just the Jews, but mainly the Jews at the time, and tried to show them that what they were doing was all wrong, and it was all about, more about giving and looking after each other than procedures and fancy arm washing. Now, I'm not having a go at the Jews here, absolutely not. So if anybody's listening, absolutely not. I'm just giving an example. So that's my theory on that. And I have one last theory. It's never been explained. And I've asked this question on the internet, and I've never had it explained. This is a planet of multinations. And we know we have Europeans, we have Africans, Asians, we have people, Japanese, Chinese, whatever. Okay. And we all have our different features which we can recognise. We can say that's like a Chinese person, or that's definitely an Asian person, etc., etc. But note that to this day, and I've asked this many, many times from apparently very clever people, why was there so many languages on this earth? Why is there so many languages on this earth? I can't remember the actual last total, but it's amazing, an amazing number. So even if, why were all these languages which are so different? Now, between Germany and Switzerland, there's variances. It's a different language. Same with French and Swiss language. Swiss Germany, Germany Belgium, blah blah blah, it goes on. That there are variances, but we have extreme differences. The Scandinavian languages, the massive states within Russia that have totally different languages from what, not even from one end, but from one area to the next. You do the same, you go over to Asia and you have, well, why do we have thousands, literally thousands of, not dialects, actual languages? No one's ever explained that to me, so I just thought I'd just toss it into the fire, actually. just because it came to mind, I thought if I don't say it now, I won't say it later, I'll probably forget. So yeah, Chris, that was an excellent topic, absolutely. And you got me thinking on it, and obviously I have now on at length about my views on it. But that is my views, and I just want to contribute to the issue, to the ideas, as it were, to the storyline. So that's mine, and I'll be real interested to hear what other people hear. Not just I actually believe in a god, or I don't believe in a god, I just believe in the science. And I'd be here if there was anyone else who has a sort of a mixed thoughts or mixed views on what they believe. Great stuff. Bye for now.